This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Years ago in Tennessee, there was an election for governor where one of the candidates, I don't think he won, the man's name was Jake Butcher. Can you imagine voting for Butcher for governor? It just doesn't sound right. It's not too sellable to me to have your last name be Butcher. But Jake Butcher was running for governor. Bob Benson, a writer, said he was driving through Nashville, came up at a stoplight behind a car, and the car in front of him had 3 bumper stickers. I'm not a bumper sticker kind of guy. I just don't do that. I don't know if you do, but I think they can reveal something about a person. I think my favorite is a woman had on her car, and I saw this in Atlanta, "All men are idiots, and my husband is their king." So I don't know what the... I just thought that was pretty bold. "All men are idiots, and my ex-husband is their king." I think that's what it said. She was making a statement. Bob Benson comes up on this car, 3 bumper stickers. The left bumper sticker said, "Jake Butcher for governor." The right bumper sticker said, "Jesus is Lord." The middle bumper sticker said, "Sailors have more fun." Sailors have more fun. And it was incongruous. It didn't make sense why 3 different statements about the man's life. Jake for governor, Jesus is Lord, and sailors have more fun. Here's my question. If you were to put a bumper sticker on your car today that would reflect what you are spiritually, what you are as a man, what you are as a woman, what would your bumper sticker say? Somebody who prays to the Lord but has no intention of following what he says. Someone who believes that prayer is not seeking the will of God but just to confirm my will. That could be said of all of us. It could be said of all of us. One of my favorite stories that I've used about prayer is a story about a medical study that was done in England years ago about the waking episodes of mothers of newborn babies. And what they did at this maternity hospital in England was to study mothers who had a waking episode by hearing the cry of their baby. And what they determined, this was fascinating to me years ago, that most of the waking episodes were the result within 3 or 4 hours of giving birth, the mothers woke up to the cry of their own baby. They knew, that's not my baby that's crying now. Oh, that's my baby. Within 3 or 4 hours of giving birth, they were able to recognize the cry of their own babies. You say, where are you going with this? When you pray to the Lord, do you realize He recognizes your cry? Why would you say the mother of a newborn baby can recognize the cry of her baby and then say, but God doesn't hear me when I cry out to Him? He does. And I'm amazed at people who talk about modern technology with iPhones and texting and all the technical stuff we have, GPS, and we can communicate around the world and make a local phone call and talk to somebody in another country, and then we turn around and say, how could God hear my prayer? We attribute to man the things that belong to God, and we take away from God that which is due Him. You ever notice that? We attribute to man the capability. We can communicate around the world with satellites, and yet, how can God hear me? Well, if you're honest, and if I'm honest, we've all had thoughts like that. How can God be aware of us? The Bible says in Psalms, "What is man that thou art mindful of him?" in the King James Version. In other words, what's God got to do with me? And yet, the shepherd knows the sheep. He knows you and He knows me. We're going to continue this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. Listen tomorrow to this message as it continues.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.